wish you all of you a very, very happy Eid.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir raheem. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noor Allah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noor Allah.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, it's our day one of our beautiful Eid transmission. And first of all, I would like to start off by congratulating every one of you and also everyone in the studio as well. Eid Mubarak. Allah Ta'ala make this Eid Eid Sa'eed for us. And may Allah Azza wa Jal accept our ibadat in the beautiful month of Ramadan. And may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins. And may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our shortcomings in the month of Ramadan. And inshallah, may we be blessed with the beautiful month of Ramadan again and again in our lives. We've got a very different setup to what we had in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan was Ramadan, and today is Eid as well, which is a blessing in itself, alhamdulillah. So please stay with us. We've got a very beautiful topic with us today. And our topic today is basically just general, just chit-chat about Eid, inshallah. So mashallah, we've got Harun Bhai. As always, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala keep him smiling. Ameen. And also Hafiz Sahab, mashallah, Azawajal. Let's start the program with the tilawat of the glorious Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك ربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم. صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله. أدب درود و سلام آ جائے اور مدینے صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ. یا رسول اللہ سلام يا حبيب الله سلام عليك. يا نبي الله سلام عليك. يا نور الله سلام عليك. فاصل راستے میں اگر پاؤں تھک جائیں گے یا رسول اللہ سلام علیک. یا حبیب اللہ سلام علیک. یا نبی سلام علیک. ہم مدینے میں تنہا نکل جائیں گے اور گلیوں میں قصداً بھٹک جائیں گے. ہم وہاں جا کے واپس نہیں رسول اللہ سلام. اس مسافر کو ہے کتنا شوق سفر، ہم کو اقبال جب اجازت ملی، ہم بھی آقا کے دربار تک جائیں گے یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ یا رسول اللہ سلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ سلام علیک، پھر بلا لو مدینے میں عطار کو، یہ تڑپتے ہیں طیبہ کے دیدار کو، پھر بلا لو مدینے میں بدکار کو، اپنے قدموں میں رکھ لو گناہ گار کو، کوئی اس کے سوا آرزو ہی نہیں، تم پہ ہر دم کروڑوں درود و سلام یا رسول اللہ سلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ سلام علیک یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی.
سبحان اللہ عز و جل. Hafiz Sahab, beautiful kalam. Allah Ta'ala give barakat and blessing. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. We've got Shahbaz Madani in the studio as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala give you barakat. MashaAllah. May Allah Ta'ala make it a day of Eid Saeed for yourself and everyone around the world. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Let's start off with Harun Bhai. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Ji Harun Bhai, your Eid today, up till now, what have you been doing?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, it's a very blessed day, and you know, for all those pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal who worked very hard through Ramzan al-Mubarak, it is a great reward. And neku ke saath jo na hamara bhi jo na kaam ban jata hai, so with the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal, we also reap the rewards with them, and you know, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us for their sake. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we all got together and it was beautiful, all the kids were ready. So we did Eid namaz, then we followed up with alhamdulillah a good 20 minutes of zikr, and the kids loved it as well. And then we did Durood e Pak and alhamdulillah, then we did a jamia dua, and it wasn't just a short dua as well. And alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, it created the atmosphere, and then we got up from there and straight to the dastarkhan, and then we did another dua, alhamdulillah khatam sharif and dua, and then when we finished the meal with the family, then we did another dua, because this is the day of blessings, so dua, dua and dua, alhamdulillah, every opportunity you get.
MashaAllah, we'll come back to you as well, what happened after that, inshallah, yeah, during the food and everything else. MashaAllah, Shahbaz bhai, subhanAllah, azza wa jal, Eid Mubarak to you as well, and mashaAllah, you've traveled all the way from Bradford to come to the studio, Allah Ta'ala reward you for that, mashaAllah, azza wa jal. How was your Eid?
Firstly, you asked me how I was, and I said alhamdulillah. And initially, yes, I'm always alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
We are seven brothers, and you know how lads are. But not every single one of them, alhamdulillah, five of us, as well as some youngsters, mashallah, we prayed Eid. And followed by that, there was some orad, the 300 times, subhanallah. And then we, mashallah, together, we had a khatam. And we prayed, especially for our mother, especially those who were elderly in our family.
MashaAllah. Harubai, you said that you, after you read your Eid Salah, MashaAllah, Ustubha, you said you came onto the Dastarkhan as well.
Yep, I'll be totally honest with you.
We don't expect every Nikki Jirana.
Arboti Nagin.
What was he on the Dastarkhan?
Alhamdulillah, what happened, Afsab, it's kind of different because last night we had iftari and then had a few snacks during the night, but light snacks. And then in the morning, we went for Eid and came back. And obviously, when we came back, everybody was asleep. So you went to sleep. So I was starving. And then when you got up for nafil, zikr, everything else, by the time we got around to the food, we were all starving. So we all sat down and the trays came and everything came. And I made sure that Qibla Walisa was there. So their plate was full. And then I didn't look at the rest. I just filled mine up, alhamdulillah. Yeah, well. But no, the food is good. You know, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. And we should remember at this time of happiness, the people who haven't got these privileges.
And I think one important thing is, Shabal Bey, it is not about good clothes and good food. Eid is about ibadah. And you can elaborate on that as well.
ليس العيد لمن لبس الجديد. إنما العيد لمن خاف الوعيد. Eid is not for those who wear new clothes. It's not all about new clothing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's recommended to wear clean clothes. Or if possible, you can wear new clothes, then wear new clothes. But indeed, إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ خَافَ الْوَعِيدُ. Eid is for those people who have fear. And what does it mean by خَافَ الْوَعِيدُ? Wa'id is generally a warning, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But it's whenever we perform Eid and later we give each other Mubarak, one of the things we say or we should be saying is تَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَّا وَمِنْكَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us and accept it from you too. Accept what from us, accept what from you. And the thing we should be worried about is our fasts. Because this is what we have been performing throughout the month of Ramadan. They are ibadah. And truly may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. Because this is something to worry about. Missing one fast. You know, there may be some people who have missed a fast. Firstly, yes, you have to make up for that. But this is something which if you were to fast the entire life, you could never truly make up for.
So, Allah Ta'ala, mashallah, will accept that.
Yeah, Hafsa, you were saying you were going to go online with the family. I think you mentioned 15 of them.
Alhamdulillah. We're going to start straight after Eid, inshallah, hopefully from tomorrow. What we used to have, you know, on Zoom, we used to go have about an hour and a half, sometimes even 2 hours, you know, question and answers, little clips.
Quiz,
Zeni Azmaish. You know, hangman and all these.
The kids must love that.
You know, see, to be honest with you, you know, I initially planned it because you know you got 40 minutes, don't you? But then 40 minutes were over; they were coming back again. I thought, cholo lagiyo lagiyo. So it was good, mashallah. So we're going to start that again, and also it was an educational point for the children as well. Instead of you know not doing anything at home, you know they've got 2 hours at least with myself, so that we can. You know, learn something as well.
And if you've got elderly relatives or relatives that you can't see, you know, usually we spend hours on these phones. If you did it with the niyat of, you know, making them feel better, diljogi niyat, you could always ring them, do a video call and speak to them. Maybe, you know, you've got friends and family around you, you're speaking to people, they may be lonely at this time of Eid. And it's a great difficulty, you know, people, because it's different. A lot of people, they get upset and, you know, when nobody even calls them, they may be thinking, you know, what's... So just one phone call could make their day for them.
Especially old people, you know, they sometimes, you know, Eid, as they say, Eid is for the jawan, for the kids as well. Even the kids, they're losing out.
Do you still have Eid in your family tradition generally? So do you yourself give Eid?
I do.
Or is it just the rest of them giving it?
No, I do give it.
With a heavy heart.
Do you have that with you?
Alhamdulillah.
We don't have it as much. MashaAllah, last night my father, they gave us all Eid. They gave whoever was there, little ones, big ones, MashaAllah. They gave every. They were a bit quick to give it. They normally give an Eid. But it seemed that they were probably excited too because they hadn't seen us. They've not spent much time with us. So they probably wanted to.
Elders don't get it. But we, Alhamdulillah.
No, not get to give
the
it.
The kids.
Elders
all
give it,
the kids. All the kids.
Mum and dad with the sisters. And I've got aunties, alhamdulillah, I want to give everyone to. Now, it brings you a sense of pride that they've done so much for us.
Alhamdulillah.
You know, five, even, it's in a good way, alhamdulillah. Even the kids as well. We don't want a pound. But it's good, alhamdulillah. You know, Eid comes once. And most of the time I spend Eid al-Fitr here. And I make dua, inshallah, Eid al-Duha. It's always in Harame Park, but maybe I don't know this year.
It's probably because you've been saying to the kids, I haven't been to the cash machine, so they've got the card machines now.
I've been to a few homes this morning, my sister's house. And mashallah, she did a takeoff as well, and we went to see her as well. But I didn't take my
Hafsa, money. What's the reason for this? What's the reason for
just,
this?
Just EDs. It's a tradition that's in our family for ages. Well, just to keep the kids, happiness.
Yes, it keeps them happy, there's no doubt about it. Nowadays, people also give presents or gifts, Eid gift. So what would you say is better, giving them money or giving them a gift?
I always think cash is the best. There's no alternative to cash. Ya kapde ke na to ya phone na bill ya ode you. So yeah. You can do anything. I was speaking to a Maulana sahab once and he goes, MashaAllah, Azzawajal, people come to me on Eid as well and they bring me gifts. And he goes, Udhar main phone na bill mara ya wa ye bill ya ode de ra paise de ho main bill de ya bro. You know, so it's always good, MashaAllah, Azzawajal. Again, to exchange gifts is something.
That's a very good point you raise.
Sometimes, sorry, Haroba. No, okay. Sometimes people think it's possibly better to buy a gift. Why? Because a lot of times it's quite easy giving money, isn't it? Yeah. It's just in your pocket and you're taking it out and you're handing it over. Whereas if you were to give a gift, then it would be a lot more. There would be a lot more to it. You've taken out your time. You've thought about, you know, what should I purchase? And then you go to the shop and buy it. And then give it to them.
If you give gifts, yeah, they'll be cheaper.
You think
probably
so?
Work out the same.
But, yeah. You know, I'll be honest with you. We've got, alhamdulillah, about 25, 30 kids.
Right.
I've got 5 sisters. I've got. If I give, buy a gift to all of them, it'll be cheaper for me to buy gifts for them. But if we were to give the best gifts, the filter overdraft, the running machine. In our family, the tradition is money.
I think Shibazba is right, though. I'll tell you my experience from today. Mm-hmm. You know, some of us gave money, and others, one of my brothers, he gave gifts. And what he'd done is obviously gone on, given it some thought, like you said, spent some time, and had given gifts. And the kids, to kids, yeah, the money doesn't mean anything, to be honest. But the toys that they got did. Now, the value is probably about the same, but the kids were much happier with the toys than they were with the money.
Mm. And plus, the money their parents would take off.
Parents
would
take them off.
You don't know where anyway. That goes.
They'll be watching, innit? Every couple of hours.
What are their Sherry rides told them?
It's Eid day today. A lot of people are getting, even Shabbat, you know, kids when they're given gifts as well. You know, for example, can you just explain that?
This is actually something that's really important, which I think 99% of those who do know wouldn't have heard of it unless it was from Amir al-Sunnat or, you know, well, ultimately from them. When somebody gives something to the child and for the child, then it's the child's. This is something we need to understand. If somebody was to give money for the child or to give it in ownership of the child, then the child owns that money. And when a child, meaning somebody who's not reached the age of maturity, as a child, generally what we know a child to be, then they cannot give that money. They cannot, for example, somebody may be given a gift and you're thinking he's not using that no more, then let's give it to somebody else. So if it's the child's, then that you cannot give to somebody else. So just generally some words of advice, if you are to give money to, for example, when babies are born, then a lot of people give money. So your intention should be that you may be giving it in the hand of the child, but you're giving it to the parents. You know, like benefits generally is what is, isn't it? For the parents who spend on the child or use in order to somehow for the child, but ultimately for so the parents can spend it as they deem fit. But the important aspect here is that if you've given it to the child, meaning you've given the ownership to the child, then this cannot be given or shared or spent anywhere else.
But if you've got a 5-year-old child and, he's under, you know, tons of money, obviously, he's not. So the parent can take that money, but lose it on the child.
It's not going to be, the child's not going to be dealing with
it. No, so some people might be thinking, well, you can't take it away from the children.
No, you can take it from the child, but it has to be used for the child.
Yeah, for some karam, mashallah.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana. شمع رسالته عالم تیرا پروانا تو شمع رسالته عالم تیرا پروانا تو ماہ نبوت ہے ہر دل بن میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ ہر دل بن میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ پینے کو تو پی لوں گا پر عرض ذرا اجمیر کا ساقی ہو بغداد کا میخانہ اجمیر کا ساقی ہو بغداد کا میخانہ اتنا تو کرم کرنا چشم کریمانہ جب جان لبوں پر ہو آقا جب جان لبوں پر ہو تم سامنے آ جانا جب جان لبوں پر ہو تم سامنے آ جانا گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا چھوٹے نہ الہی اب سنگے در جانا چھوٹے الہی اب سنگے در جانا سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن تا حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ تا حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ تو شمع رسالت ہے
MashaAllah, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you are watching our special Eid transmission today. It's our first day of Eid. You've listened to what we did in the morning, how we ate, and now, inshallah, we're in the studio. What's your planning after this then, Shubaz bhai?
To be honest, I have no idea, subhanAllah. I was thinking I need to go home and spend some time with my own family.
MashaAllah. Well, you're not at home.
In fact, there's
now.
Some aunties I've not met. Okay. One Masjid and Apuwa that I've not met. So hopefully I'll go to their house.
Masjid and Apuwa, inshallah.
To be honest, they're the elderly. So I'm not really bothered about going to everybody's house. So
SubhanAllah.
I'd rather just see the elderly.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Allah Ta'ala give him a long, healthy life. Ji, Harun bhai, so what's your plans after this now?
Inshallah, back home, and then try and go see my grandparents. Normally, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, because big family as well. And you know, during the year, we're very busy.
Yeah.
And so at the time of Eid, usually it's big Eid for me because I'm seldom here on Eid al-Fitr. But I try to make sure that I go to everybody's house because life's so fast, Hafizab, you don't get time. Mm-hmm. So I always make a point of making sure I go to everybody's house. So I think, you know, now that I've mentioned it, I think an idea has come to my mind just sat here that I'm going to ring everybody tonight. So when I finish, I'm going to go and dil joygi niyat se na, I'm going to ring everybody.
MashaAllah.
I've just had the idea. I'm going to try and implement it, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, so Harun bhai is going to ring.
I'm just saying, Hafsa, what are you going, planning on doing? What are the options?
I've got loads, Madina. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal.
Roti khani, roast khana, kebab khane.
I don't want to eat.
Achha?
Kya karne, Allah.
So what are we eating all day? Yeah,
to be honest with you, I was trying to... I bought...
Swere ne kuch nahi?
Do tre botiyan kha diya.
Kariyan ke... Puriyan puriyan ke adiyan diya?
Yeah, rotiyo.
Achha.
To be honest with you, I thought that... because the program... I really late, so yesterday, I'm planning this silsila. So I woke up early in the morning because I had to go to the Masjid Ar Bayan, and then after that, if the, you know, we did the collection for Fitrana, I was shattered, to be honest with you. I had to sleep or else I would have been driving.
No, but car khatam ta aakhya usi ne na.
Ji, Alhamdulillah.
So khatam aise unhe roti ta rakhi usi.
Khatam aise thoda ya faluda kada si. Abhi main Masjid chala gaya.
Allah Allah.
Semiya nahi nahi bani. Semiya lagaya thoda rola pya. So because I said to him, Picasso, you have to tell me the English name for what.
All right. What's the English name for Semyon then?
I'm just thinking where I heard this.
You must have,
you must have heard it on our show.
No, I've not heard the actual name, but I heard, I think possibly it was maybe a clip.
Oh,
Hafiz,
yes.
In your house. In
yes, the
Yolo,
the Eid special.
40 years or something.
44 years.
44 years.
You know, a lot of people, you know, I've asked majority of people and they said, no. Because they've never had a state where they had to go somewhere and ask for, what is Semiya though?
It's somewhere which is similar to noodle type, isn't it?
MashaAllah. No, they're not noodles, no.
Yeah, no, they're not called noodles.
What are they called though?
I have no idea. In English,
they're
no
called
idea.
They're called vermicellis.
How do you spell it?
V-E-R-M-C-E-L-I, vermicelli. Yeah, I got gobsmacked as well. No, relate to, my mum, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala grant her paradise.
Ameen.
Other, you know, Ameen. Elders in the village, they used to get together. I don't know if that system is going to be. They used to have that. And they used to put it all out into the open and then they used to dry. They basically artenarban, yeah, so they used to be made with flour. And there's so many women at home and all that. They'll do it one day here, then they go to the next door south and they'll do that. And all day, mashallah. So that's where I knew that this is how they
do it. You know, in those times, people used to get together, you know, when it was time for wheat and kanka, kapnes and mak and all that. And the entire people used to get together and help each other as well. Yeah. Those times have gone now.
Even weddings that you had today, if you go back 10-15 years ago, you had weddings where all the family would come and they'll help out, koi aunty bari, koi serving the food, someone doing that. Nowadays you just book a hotel, sit there, and sometimes ma'azallah you get women serving the food, you know, so there's no family reunion left anymore.
I went to a Khatam Sharif last year, I think it was, and you know, a lot of people there. And then the food came, and the food came from outside.
Yeah.
And you thought, hang on a minute. You know, all the food was ordered from a takeaway or somewhere else like that. And I thought, and the family themselves as well hadn't read any, you know, Quranic Parks. You know, like you go to some khatams and they say, we've read 10, 15 Quranic Parks. It was just like the basic, we read Surah Yasin Sharif this many times. And you thought, it's become almost like one of those things that you need to do to show people, you know, we've done khatam as well. But the mazah that it is, I would say to my family, look, If we're going to do it, we're not getting anything outside. You know, make it in the home. You get barakat. If you're sending it to the mosque even, you know, sometimes the family say that, oh, we're going to do it in the mosque. There's going to be 100 people there. You know, so, but then a khana isn't easy. But I try to encourage them, look, 100 people, but you've made it at home. Look at the barakats and the blessings that are coming in. Might take you a day and a half, but we're doing it. We're not doing it to show people. You're doing it to actually gain the blessings.
Nowadays, what's happening is, even the Eid food is sometimes it's not even made at home. No. It's been ordered, and you know there's so many people, you know, takeaways, and it's a big business for them. You know, order, they give you good offers as well, and people just get it. You know what they say? Kuch headache hai, you know, itna rola.
Catering wale jo na sare khilaf jo na.
No, inshallah, the payjan sone naal. So, well, the thing is, alhamdulillah, so that family reunion is not.
It is.
No. You know, on weddings as well, you only used to come back home. And used to see, you know, the salan on the clothes, chawal and all that kind of stuff. And you think, you know, pata lagna shadi pur wapas aaya. Nowadays, it's not like that. Headache, everything is headache.
You remember the old days, Afzab, when, you know, masjid, there was a Yarmi Sharif mehfil or a Milad-e Pak mehfil. And the day before, the night before, they used to call you all down. You were all cutting the piyaz and doing bits and bats. And the handiyan were there, the big handiyan. You know, everybody was washing the rice and sarak. And it was the atmosphere was just amazing. And even before weddings, you know, people used to do that where they used to bring everything in. And, you know, they'd ask us to come around. And, you know, your elders would go. I know that Qibla Walid Sahib used to go around and, oh, gee, what was it, Madari, you're going to give me? Yeah. And they said, no, I want to do something, you know. And they all used to get involved.
What would you say is the reason to this?
I think it's just that life's moved so fast now. We're in kind of, you know, fast lane going, and the only destination is the grave. But unfortunately,
I'm a young, so I've not seen, you know, subhanAllah. Well, I'm quite young comparison to you. Like, I don't mean to be
subhanAllah. I'm offended. No, now, I'm young.
Allah,
you're only what, 25?
Yes, I'm 26 years old. Mashallah. Now, generally, I've also seen this, I've experienced this way in the olden days, and it was a bit different. Alhamdulillah, we still have quite a bit of it in our family. Mashallah, we're blessed, and may Allah Ta'ala keep our family together.
Ameen.
And bless our family, and also you, Allah, Shazal, inshallah. But Hafiz Saab, I was thinking that, do you know, like when we were in Pakistan, I don't know if it's happened with you lot, it must have happened to you lot, it's happened to me. I've been told that such and such person brought you up, and you as a child, such and person used to look after you like you know, she was your own mother.
Gee.
And I was amazed, I was shocked, really, so this person or that person used to look after me. And because our houses used to be together as well, didn't they? And I remember going back to Pakistan, and I was told, you know, this is your uncle's house, and behind there is this person's house and their son's house right next to it. So you could go on the roof and you could see your whole community, you know, the entire family chain. You can see. I think one of the reasons, sorry, Hafiz, I was coming to this, that I think one of the reasons is everybody nowadays, we all look for independency and privacy. Where we don't want to be with family. Some people think, oh yeah, we want to do our own thing, we want to be separate. And this just being separate automatically takes us away from each other.
Yeah.
So, and then people want to go to a new area, a different area, and people are running away from other of their own, you know, their own people as well. For example, if they're Pakistanis, they want to go away from other Pakistanis. So I think one of the things is that generally in these things, we are looking or searching for seclusion,
Mashallah,
privacy.
I think there's less tolerance as well.
We've got the puzzle ready, Arunbhai, so keep looking at the TV. The next segment was our puzzle. So we had this
puzzle. What is it we're doing?
It's, we've got this beautiful puzzle that we have. And I know the answer. Now, just to tell you that, because I know what the puzzle is. Harun Bhai and Hafiz Saab, you will tell me what the answer is. What the puzzle? It's a word muddled up with letters.
Shivaz Bhai, the amazing thing is Hafiz Saab has the answer in front of him, but often gets it wrong as well.
Okay, and so another question is it Islamic, meaning other words, English words? Or,
oh, you'll love it. There are all sorts of permutations to this. They'll mix, they'll get three words and they'll scramble them all together. So it's not just one word.
It's not just one word. So it could be Milad un Nabi.
Yeah, yes. And it'll be all mixed up. So it could be anything.
That would make a difference.
So today's word is it's kind of an action or a feeling, something like that. But it's an Arabic
I think
word.
There's a difference between a feeling and an action.
So it mixes it.
Okay, and so it's Arabic, and it's translated into English, and then they've jumbled it up.
My English.
It's half a Sahab's English, and then they've jumbled the letters up as well. That's great.
It's very easy.
Achha,
it's very easy, don't worry. So can we have the puzzle, please, on the screen? Our panel is eager to get the correct answer. G, Masha. Which screen are we looking at?
That's ours.
G. Oh, Kiamat. No, that's not what it is.
Is it one word? Is it two words?
It's one word.
It's one word.
One word.
It's the Kiamat.
Are you sure?
I think it was.
If you are hasty, then you know the world's looking at you, Arun, but you don't want to get it wrong.
I've got them wrong all the way through Ramzan. Alhamdulillah, I was the one who got most of them right, but I'm used to getting it wrong as well. And
it seems like that's right.
Are you sure? Afzab?
Is it not the first one?
Hold on, video. Hold on, so okay.
Afzab, penana
lage. Who thinks it's okay? Harun, but you think it's the Kamal? Shabbat Bhai says.
Especially when now I think about you said actions and feelings.
Arun Bhai, Afzab Sahib, bahani na ke Arun Bhai, sampoon jaldi kari gaye. Isna matlab hai ki usne jawab theek hai. Kyunki jara main bhi pehle jawab dete usne to mein nahi aaya hai. Afzab bahut jaldi kari gaye.
And all the way through, let me tell you this as well. I've got loads of them right. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. But ajar thodi idi ni labi. No price. All the way through. Now, he always promises it, but.
Afzab aaj na shikwa to shuru please.
Inshallah.
Koi idi shidi de shuru.
You are correct, Arun Bhai. It is istiqamat. You know what? I thought it's Eid day. Pehli Eid hai. You know, could you make something easy for the guys, mashallah.
So what does istiqamat mean?
That's why we called you today.
To say istiqamat.
Itna safar hai kar raha tu sahi. So if you can tell us what istiqamat means.
Istiqamat translates as steadfastness, if I'm correct.
Mashallah.
Steadfastness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us sometimes the ability to perform actions, good Mashallah. Actions. And many a time the shaitan deters us away from performing Allah such actions. So we should pray. We should pray firstly for our ending with iman. This is the most important thing.
Mashallah.
But then also for istiqamat, for steadfastness in prayer.
Mashallah. There's a very famous saying as well in al-istiqamat fuq al-karamat.
Yes, subhanAllah, yes.
So it's not a hadith, it's a saying of a Buddha.
I don't think it's a hadith.
No. So al-istiqamat fuq al-karamat, that istiqamat is better than karamat. You know, for someone to show a miracle, to be steadfast. And another thing is i'tidal, you know, be in the middle. And what is consistency? I'm using big words today.
Consistency. I can tell you've been up all night now.
Consistency is better than doing a few things and then stopping.
There's a very good parable that the Buzurg, rahmatullahi alayhi, somebody came to them and wanted to spend some time with them. And he spent a few years with them and then he was going to leave and he said, I've stayed with you for a few years, but I hadn't seen anything. And they said, why? What did you want to see and what haven't you seen? He said, well, I haven't seen a karamat, you know. And people expect...
Was it not Junaid Baghdadi from...
Possibly. They said, what did you expect to see? And what our people expect to see is, you know, people flying and, you know, doing all sorts of things like that. Because that's the concept we have of the valise of Allah. And they said something very beautiful, you know. They said, in the time you've spent with me, have you ever seen me acting against the Quran and the Sunnah? And he said, no. And he said, this is the karamat.
And in a way, this leads to karamat. Meaning
istiqamat and
that
karamat.
If you, for example, we wish for a change. For example, let's just say dham. A lot of people, we do dham, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times our dham is not so effective. Although people consider it and are expecting it to be so effective. But that's not the case. Why? Because there doesn't be istiqamat in the recitation of that particular thing. And this is why we have wazifas. That if you were to regularly recite this wazifa every morning, then that same wazifa you were to blow on somebody, that would have a greater effect. One person, he was coming out of the masjid and he was reciting the dua to come out of the masjid, the dua he was reciting. A person, I said, do dham on me, and he just blew on him. I said, you've not recited anything. He said, I've recited the dua for leaving the masjid. That would be more powerful than anything else you could expect. You know, why? Because he would regularly perform action.
Subhanallah. If you look at all the great and pious predecessors who did the work of deen,
Subhanallah.
It wasn't that they didn't have families, they didn't work, and they didn't have businesses. In fact, a lot of our pious predecessors were very successful businessmen. You know, Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, all these people had businesses as well, but they devoted, and their businesses didn't matter. And that's probably why Allah blessed them with everything as well. The problem is, their focus was Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the dunya came to them and they pushed it away. Our focus becomes the dunya. We chase the worldly things. We put this in the back seat, and that's why...
I think one great example to this is, for example, we hear about Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, the Nu'man bin Thabit radhiyallahu anhu. But Hazrat Nu'man bin Thabit radhiyallahu anhu, he, from the age of 5, he was able to look at a cloth, determine its material and its worth. That's what, you know, he was born in a rich family, wasn't he? There was people, for example, Hazrat Lays ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was also a mujtahid like Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. There was also another who was Hazrat Lays ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But the example, I think, a perfect example for this is Hazrat Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Because Hazrat Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu was so poor, that he had to sell his lead or whatever he had on his roof. Allah, he had to sell that in order for him to continue with his education. Hazrat Lays radiallahu ta'ala anhu, would every single year he would send him money. So all his expenses, Hazrat Lays ibn Sa'd would pay
for.
We
also talk about Imam Abu Yusuf, you know, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, yes, used to sponsor him and, you know, look after him.
Yes, and even Imam Shafi, Hazrat Nafisa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would sponsor Hazrat Imam Shafi. But Hazrat Imam Malik was so poor, but later, mashallah, Hazrat Imam Malik radiallahu anhu became wealthy also.
Ji.
So, but what was that from? That was him totally turning away from the world, giving himself for his deen. And then later, subhanAllah, he was very wealthy.
As they say, you know, when a person, it's like an example of a shadow. You know, when you have a shadow, if it's, sometimes a shadow is behind you. And this is what we need to do. We need to keep the dunya behind us. Sometimes, you know, you look at other people and then you think, no, I might put a few more hours in. You know, I might be able to get a bit more money out of it with them. Totally, we're not saying ignore the dunya. We're not saying go and live in the jungle. That's impossible nowadays. Mm. But, you know, work for the deen. Allah Ta'ala will make your dunya better as well.
You know, one of the pious bazugs, Hazrat Imam Shafi, rahmatullah, there was a famous narration about them that when they finished their studies, because they were that bright and amazing, at the time, the people of the area actually gave them a lot of gifts. And when they came back home, there were camels that were carrying all these gifts. And so, you know, he'd come back as a successful student. And their mother, and this is the Madani mindset of their parents. Their mother went out of the town. It used to be accustomed to go and meet the person coming into the town, outside the town. So they went outside the town to meet. And when they saw all this, they said, "What is this? I sent you to learn the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why have you come back with all of this? I don't want to see all of this. I want to see just you." And stood there and then, they distributed everything in the way of Allah. Allah. This was the great Madani mindset that these parents had given to their children. And this is why, you know, they became the great scholars of deen.
Afsa, mashallah, we've got plenty of time. The first kalam, sabse ola wa ola hamara nabi. If you can recite that as well, inshallah.
Marhaba, 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 ya Nabi, marhaba, ya Nabi, sabse سے آخر میں آیا ہمارا نبی پر رب نے پہلے بنایا ہمارا نبی سب سے اعلیٰ اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی سب سے سے پیاروں سے پیارا ہمارا نبی سارے پیاروں سے پیارا ہمارا نبی جس پہ قرآن اتارا ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی دونوں عالم کا دولا ہمارا نبی مرحبا یا نبی مرحبا یا نبی
کو غم میں پکارے نہیں چاہیے کس کو کس کو نبی دو خوشی چاہیے کون دیتا ہے دینے کو منہ چاہیے کون دیتا ہے دینے کو منہ چاہیے دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی مرحبا یا نبی مرحبا یا نبی آقا رب نے بنائی ہے آپ کی بات سب سے ارفع و اعلی ہے آپ کی ذات جس کے تلووں کا دامن ہے آب حیات ہے وہ جان مسیحا ہمارا نبی ہے وہ جان مسیحا ہمارا نبی کتنے ہی چھپ گئے کتنے ہی موجے دریا اٹھے ڈوب گئے کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے پر نہ ڈوبے نہ ڈوبا ہمارا نبی مرحبا یا نبی مرحبا یا نبی ہاں مریدوں کو عطار دیجئے کہ ہیں اور عیا کو بھی سنا دیجئے کہ ہیں غمزدوں کو رضا مجدہ دیجئے کہ ہیں غمزدوں کو رضا مجدہ دیجئے کہ ہیں بے قصوں سہارا ہمارا نبی بے قصوں کا سہارا ہمارا نبی سب سے اعلی ہمارا نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
سبحان اللہ عز و جل ارون بھائی جسٹ ٹو یو نو آئی آسکڈ یو اے کوسچن ہاؤ ود یو نو دس عید کمپیئر ٹو دی پریویس عیدز دیٹ یو ہیڈ
Like we mentioned, Hafsab, obviously we can't go out as much, but alhamdulillah rabbil
alamin. What about your previous Eids? How did you...
Well, previous Eids were kind of obviously Eid namaz at mosque, and then because we were involved with the mosque, by the time there were kind of more than one jamaat, so you then count all the collection, etc., then go to the immediate relatives, especially the grandparents, and then see all of them. And do khatam, etc. Because Qibla Wala Sahib usually goes to do the khatam, etc. And then come back home and then with the family. And by that time, it's Zohar time, so you're back to the masjid. And alhamdulillah, between family and masjid, beautiful. But this year, it's a bit different.
SubhanAllah. Generally with us, it's wake up in the morning, first thing, Eid namaz. If you miss the first jamaat, you go to the second one. And SubhanAllah, I'm quite lucky in terms of I could, as soon as Eid namaz is done, but we all meet each other, and sometimes we take, you know, a picture. To be honest, I've not been part of it in a long time. Mm-hmm. But subhanAllah, this is generally what our family does. This is something I missed out, but this is something we did today too.
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah, as brothers, we went to our mother's grave.
MashaAllah.
This is something you should do. And I would like to just mention one point on this.
Is your mom buried in Bradford or Leeds?
Leeds. I'm actually from Bradford. I know you said I came from Leeds. I ignored it.
Are you from Bradford?
Yeah. I'm from Leeds.
Yeah, I know you're from Leeds.
Yes, I'm from Leeds because you said I came from Bradford.
No, sorry.
I think at the beginning you said I came from Bradford.
In the introduction.
Yeah, so...
Well, I was half asleep.
No, it's not a problem. I'll eat off his ear today.
Exactly.
But subhanAllah, yes, in Leeds. So my mother's also buried in Leeds. We have quite a big graveyard. MashaAllah, Muslims are buried separately. So we went to the graveyard. And this is really important. It's very, very important. There's two things, in fact, two lessons from here. One is that if you're not going to go to your mother's grave, then what are you teaching your children?
They should.
What are you teaching your children? You are one day going to die. You're going to need somebody to come to you. And the second thing is that we must do something. We must, and this is a lesson to everybody. If there's one Mashallah. Lesson you're going to take, please take this one. That you must do something to keep your name here.
Mashallah.
If your children do come visit you, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, you're very, very fortunate. This is when you die and you're buried.
Mm-hmm.
If your children visit you, brilliant. If your grandchildren visit you, you're very lucky, you're very fortunate. But it's close to never that your great-grandchildren will come to remember you.
Yeah.
So after you die, maybe 30 years to 60 years, somebody may come to your grave. But after that, people are dead longer than they've ever lived on the earth. So you should do something which will keep your reward continuous. This is something you should do. Whether that's building a masjid, alhamdulillah, that Sami builds close to 2 masjids nearly every single day
mashallah.
On average. Harun Bhai will know, mashallah, much more. Whether that's building a masjid or, you know, a well, which is a lot of wells run dry.
Yeah.
Or I think the best thing could be for you to sponsor a scholar, Ya Alimi Deen. And whenever people advise, what should we do? This is what I would advise them.
Yeah.
I would say sponsor a scholar. Why? Because you're sponsoring one person. One person, and that one person is going to teach hundreds of others.
Bishop.
Hundreds of others. And inshallah, that reward is going to you. And as that continues, all of that reward will continue.
And not only that, Shubhaz, but the thing is, you're sponsoring a scholar, but then when he becomes a scholar, he's got a full-time job. Dawud Islami, most alhamdulillah cases will offer them a full-time yes. job as well. And all these employees, mashallah, Dawud Islami takes care of everything, their health, and, you know, everything. So you're not only sponsoring an alim ad-din or a student, but you're making their future, you know, a good future as well.
I just wanted to mention, you mentioned the learned scholars as well, and earlier, Shabazz, we mentioned, you know, the imams of the masajid.
Ji.
And, you know, khidmat of them, etc. This is something that our pious predecessors did, and they helped, you know, and looked after. Today, they don't ask you for anything. Alhamdulillah, you know, they get their wage. And unfortunately, the system today is, with Dawat Islami, mashallah, it's quite good. But with other places, we tend to stick to the bare minimum. So at the time of, like, Eid and everything else, it's a good act to do, to look after your Imam Sahib as well. Mm-hmm. Give them Eid gifts as well. And like I've said, on a serious note, sometimes the gifts may not be any good to them. What you decide, this might be useful to them, may not be. And money might be a better alternative for them and may help them.
You know, Dawat Islami is a family. I went to a family in Pakistan, and they were employees of Dawat Islami. And you know what, you know, if someone gets ill in Pakistan, you know, we went to Pakistan last year, and my wife, she felt ill. And, you know, it cost us about 1,50,000 rupees. Allah na shukr, you know, a big family. I could have afforded it myself, alhamdulillah. Azawajal. But I'll be honest with you. You know, my nieces and my nephews, you know, Allah Ta'ala give them a long, healthy life, mashallah. They supported me. Yeah. I didn't need that support, but it's out of love with that. But there's so many people. And this particular family, you know, their loved one, he felt ill. Dawat Islami was paying every cost for their medical as well. You know, and it was running into thousands of rupees every month. And he says that because we are employed by Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, we get that Dawat Islami pays for our medical as well.
And in this country, yes, the government pays for it, but in those countries, they don't.
No.
Yet Dawat Islami is doing this. And there's two quick lessons, if you allow me, Hafiz Saab, to take from this. One is, one thing I've understood, a lot of people may think I'm biased because I'm part of Dawat Islami, but, you know, I've been a critique also when I first did come into Mahol. But one thing I would say is, wherever you wish to give it, give it to that place, but give it through Dawat Islami. Yeah. This is one thing I would say. For example, some people wish to give it, you know, towards a well. I would say, okay, you know, in Pakistan, third, for example, I myself have visited there. Mm-hmm. So give it towards, alhamdulillah, you know, thousands of pounds people have given.
Mashallah.
Other people want to give it to an African country. Yeah. So they'll send, I'll say, okay, don't worry, you can still give it to African country. Give it through Dawat Islami.
Yeah.
Why do I say this? Because I am 100% certain that it will go towards your objective. Whatever your objective is, it will go to that place.
In Ramadan, I had a family approaching me, and they wanted to give their zakat, but they said, we want to give it somewhere in Africa. You know, a lot of people give it in Pakistan. And to be honest with you, Pakistan, alhamdulillah, you know, is in a lucky state where there's loads of, welfare. People work a lot there, mashallah, and apart from Dawat Islami. But in Africa, there's not many people like that. So alhamdulillah, I said, no problem. In which country you want to send it to? So he said, you know, I've heard about Malawi. So Usman Madani, mashallah, yes, from Malawi, straight away rang him up, no problem, send the money. And alhamdulillah, azawajal, you know, about 300 families were provided food just because of that donation, mashallah.
So this is one point that, yes, we're not just saying, yes, give it to the Al-Islami. It's not that we're being greedy and we say, give it to the Al-Islami. No, we want to make sure that wherever you wish to give it, we, alhamdulillah, we are confident that Dawat Islami will ensure that 100% of your charity, whatever it may be,
donation,
will go, your donation will go to the place you wish
for it. And this is why, you know, the question you asked me, Hafsah, was Khuddam al-Masajid. You know, I've said this before, that a lot of people, if you have the opportunity and the honour and the privilege of building a masjid in a lifetime, that's a big achievement.
Yes,
and, you know, some people have the honour of, some buzurg have the honour of two or three, and it's like a mark for them. Dawat Islami for the last few years has been building over 600 masajid every year all over the world. I mean, it's just phenomenal. And, you know, I've been involved in this department for a few years now, and just in the UK we've got about 60 buildings, and the work of Dawat Islami is just, you know, skyrocketing. But the beauty is, Shabazz Bey, and I deal with this day in, day out, and I'd encourage those who are kind of listening. People are contacting us and saying, I want to spend X amount of money to build a masjid. Have you got a project? So we contact Bab al-Madina Karachi, Madni Markaz, and they say, well, look, what happens is this. A lot of people, they give Dawat Islami land, and they'll say, look, this is an area where there's 300 houses, but there's no masjid. The nearest mosque is 2 miles away. These people need a masjid. So I'm going to give my land. So I'll give it to Dawat Islami, you build on it. And obviously Dawat Islami don't have the money. So then they say, well, okay, can somebody sponsor the masjid? So a lot of the people who can afford it will come along and say, look, I want a masjid, and my budget is, for example, £15,000. So what we do is we say to Madni Markaz, have you got a masjid where for about 100 people, you know, and for example, they can spend up to £15,000. And they search, because they have hundreds of these plots, yes, and hundreds of these, you know, places. And they'll search and say, right, these are two or three projects we can give you. And then we send them on through the Islamic Brother to the Sheikh Ziyad. And they'll then check it out. They can decide the name of it. They can visit the place. They can suggest certain things that they want there. And alhamdulillah, the Department of Dawat Islami in Bab al-Madina Karachi works with all of us. And then that masjid gets done. And you know, sometimes, I know you just want to say, I just want to finish this. Sometimes what is happening, and this is amazing, there are still plots available at the moment where people have donated land. There was a need for a masjid there, and we haven't found a sponsor. So what the brothers have done, and Dawat Islami brothers are brilliant, they got a little bit of donation locally, built the walls, put tin sheets on the top, and started praying namaz.
Ji, subhanallah, azawajal, sab not kalame paak, inshallah, azawajal.
Mainu shauq Madine jaan da.
Mera سبری دا میرے دل وچوں جاندا چورے نہیں تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا پالے لکھ دیوے جے دل وچ عشق نبی دا نہیں تیری روشن ہونی گورے نہیں مینوں شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت
ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ عزوجل جی دس برنگز اس ٹو دی نیلی اینڈ اف آور ٹائم ارون بھائی any conclusion for the topic today or a last Eid message for everyone?
The first thing Hafsab is Eid is a time of happiness. Now it's a happiness that arises out of the obedience of Allah. You know, we've tried, we haven't got very far, but we've tried during Ramzan to please Allah. Now let's not do anything on Eid day that displeases Allah. So the first thing is protecting your salah, being nice to everybody and doing good deeds. And especially for the youngsters now, I mean, it's getting towards late. And what a lot of our youngsters do in the teenagers and the, you know, the youth is that during the day they'll spend the day at home and now they'll want to go out. Now obviously it's better to stay at home, but a lot of youngsters won't. And if you're not going to do, make sure you pray your salah, make sure you stay out of trouble, make sure you don't do anything that displeases Allah's beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look, at this time, absolutely, Islam isn't against having a chill out with your mates. Islam is against the things that if you get up to sins. Yeah, so don't, if you're going to go, speak to your parents. And like I said the other day, for the parents as well, take it with a pinch of salt. Some parents are very strict. Oh, you're not going out. And then the 20-year-old son says, well, I'm going out, you stop me. And it's not going to work like that. Mm-hmm. So if you say to him, beta, ishani namaz padho, go out, but make sure you're back at a good time. And I'm going to wake you up for Fajr. So if you come late, you're going to struggle to get up for Fajr. That's a beautiful way of doing it, rather than doing it the wrong way.
What we must understand is that every companion,
subhanallah,
every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever he may be, if he's a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every single one of them is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we also must understand that every single companion, we must love them.
Love and respect. MashaAllah, beautiful. And it brings us to the end of our program. I hope you not only enjoyed the program, but alhamdulillah, you learned a lot of things from this as well. So please take care of yourself. And remember, keep watching Madani Channel. I will see you tomorrow.
Inshallah.
Sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
We wish you all of you a very